Emotional mastery. There is a problem with the way that trading is taught and introduced. Nobody teaches emotional mastery as part of trading education. Emotional mastery should be at the top of the priorities taught from the start of your trading education. It is the part that is left out or glossed over. However, it is also the part that separates you from the promise of success in trading. It's understandable why nearly everyone in trading has declared emotions the enemy and attempts to suppress them. However, the emotional mind is always seeing the potential of losing as a threat. It triggers emotional hijacking at almost all the wrong times. You can suppress emotions when trading. The reality, however, is your submerged emotions ambush your logic in the heat of the moment. The emotional brain trumps the thinking brain every time, specifically every time you risk capital. The emotional brain makes a decision, and the thinking brain creates an explanation that supports that decision. No matter how skewed or illogical. That cycle doesn't stop until you commit to mastering your emotions. That's the big piece that many people don't get. Emotions are biological action potentials whose job is to coordinate action between you and the environment. Their role is to facilitate successful living, stay alive, and breed a population. That's what emotions do. You don't have emotions, emotions have you. They own you. You are emotions. Managing emotions. The emotional brain has an enormous influence. The question is, how do you go about managing it? Manage it so that you are rational and patient in times of stress, before you know what the outcome will be. This is a key element of successful trading. Until you learn how to manage this, your trading knowledge is effectively irrelevant. You'll have the trading knowledge, but it's useless when needed. As a first step, we need to get the biology of emotional reactivity under control. Pretending not to feel emotions is dangerous to your health and trading account. The first step is to recognize them and then call them out. You can watch thoughts and beliefs as they arise in the mind, have a life, and then recede. As the witness of those thoughts, you don't have to engage them. Emotion mastery is emotional regulation. We know that the body, brain, emotions, and mind behave as one unit and are all interconnected. What we want to do in emotion regulation is start getting control of the emotional locomotive before the train wreck. You can become the designer of the self that engages the uncertainty of trading, rather than the victim of it. Master your mind. Everyone should improve themselves no matter what stage in life they're in, whether it's to develop a better mindset or increase profits. Continually moving forward is key. Research has demonstrated that the actions that we take can increase neural growth. Good strategies, practice, sleep habits, and proper nutrition are positive experiences that strengthen existing neural networks and help new connections grow. Mindset and achievement are linked. Research indicates that you behave differently if you believe your brain can grow. Your talents can be developed if you adopt a growth mindset. People with a growth mindset thrive on challenges. They are not discouraged by failure. They see failure as a learning opportunity, an opportunity to develop existing abilities. They are focused on creative growth methods that can bypass existing problems and challenges. On a more practical level, a growth mindset is linked to health, personal happiness, relationships, and wealth.